Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do our local hospital foundations do? Why are they important, and what do they do for our hospitals and for our communities? In the second part of a two-part in-depth program, let's go in-depth with Jesse Underwood, director of the Pella Regional Health Center Foundation. So, Jesse, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Sioux City, Iowa.
And what brought you to Pella?
Most recently, I worked with Grinnell College. I was with their foundation there as an assistant development director, and I had a passion for healthcare and foundation work, and so I did a national search and looking for opportunities that existed in healthcare. I looked at major-run facilities from metropolitan areas to county-run facilities, acute care hospitals, and what I found here at Pella Regional was unmatched to anything across the nation, from the pride of the community to the basis of where the foundation is today and the opportunity that exists for the future.
And that must be nice to move into something, a foundation that's been well established with connections into the community, deep, deep connections.
Absolutely. This foundation was started back in 2006 with Barb Brawford, and her hard work and connecting through the community has definitely put a foundation with a strong basis of giving through the community and the pride of the community into this institution and all of its entities through its clinics and Hospice of Pella have really shown through over the years. And it's a great opportunity for myself to be able to not really start from ground zero, but to take the torch and continue on forward with.
Now, it has been different going from a fine private college to a fine hospital? What are some of the differences?
In the sense of differences, I would say that I don't find myself sleeping in hotels across the country night in and night out. But from the pride that the alumni have for their institution versus the pride that the people have within this community are very similar. From the philanthropy side of things, there are well-educated people in this community that understand what foundation work is and what the benefits are and what a foundation has to offer for an institution. And it's really just taking and being a bridge builder and finding people's passions and connecting those back into what we do as an organization day in and day out. So the differences are that in higher education, and especially at Grinnell College, was that it's a very science-oriented, and there is a lot of research that happens there. And you find people that are in those same walks of life. And so you're connecting them back to their alma mater, where here we're touching people's lives and we're making a difference day in and day out across all sorts of different operations that the hospital has. And so it's finding those people and connecting to their passions and then bringing that bridge back into the organization.
Well, and Pella Regional has a pretty diverse alumni base if you think about all the people that have been treated here.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's from young to old, and definitely there are ways to connect to each one of those different groups and finding ways to benefit the organization as a whole.
What's been the big difference the foundation has made with respect to the hospital? Can you isolate any of those for us? Big projects, anything like that?
From a foundation standpoint, they have been able to do a lot of campaigns for capital improvements that have happened to the hospital over the years. Anyone that knows Pella Regional knows that the building that is here today isn't what began here so many years ago, that the foundation has been a pivotal point to help establish different projects that we've done over the years and improvements to the emergency room, name room campaign, and then establishing endowments where we have a continuing education endowment for employees to be able to benefit from and be able to help them to gain greater educational needs that they might have or go to conferences that they might not otherwise be able to afford. And the foundation has been able to establish those funds for them to be able to do that.
And so the foundation helped with the big, beautiful new front and
yes,
emergency room.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Large rooms.
Absolutely. They were 100% involved in the creating of funds through the community to be able to afford to do that.
Well, then the education part of it, it's part of what you have to do in a hospital setting. You have to continue to learn, but providing that also helps you retain the good employees too, I bet.
That is exactly why we were one of the top rated employers for the state of Iowa, because we do retain those top employees, and being able to keep them in the cutting edge of the changing in healthcare, because it's always continuously changing. And so if we're able to help people to go out to gain education that they need to be able to be the best in their fields, then that's absolutely what we want to do. And so we encourage our employees to apply each quarter for our educational endowment scholarships that we offer, as well as the other endowments that we offer through the foundation, through our spiritual endowment, our hospice endowment, and then just our general endowment, which helps to offset the operating costs of the institution.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jesse Underwood, director of the Pella Regional Health Center Foundation. Now, I presume that there's an active role with respect to acquisition of funds that you play, and then there's an inactive role where somebody might walk in and say, I want to give money to the foundation. I presume that happens. But then you also are out in the community asking people to help. How do you go about that? Is that hard? Is it easy? Do you have a list of contacts? Do you just, try to meet everybody? What's the process? Sounds hard to me.
There is a science behind the madness, and there is a database that we do have, but mostly it's connecting to people within the community and networking. Having advocates that are strong supporters of this organization, starting with our foundation board. The group of people that we have put together on our foundation board are an amazing group of people who are passionate about this organization and want to continue to see it succeed. And being able to build off of our network and continuing to meet people and to make those connections to really hear their stories, to understand where this person is in their walk of life, and then finding ways to connect their story to what we're doing, whether it's through a planned gift and somebody is willing to write us into their estate, or they're looking at maybe making a difference in our building projects that we might be having at a certain time, and having a name a room and putting their name on a part of our real estate within the community that we have here, or looking at our spiritual services, and somebody might have that as something that might have touched their life. And so they had an experience here at the hospital, and the chaplain here on staff, Chaplain Phil, maybe prayed with them and brought them to a deeper sense of comfort. And through that, then they want to make sure that we're able to offer those services for the future families that might be coming through our walls. And so they want to help to endow that position and giving to the spiritual services endowment. And so it's really just connecting with people, hearing their stories, and being able to take their stories and what they're passionate about, and finding ways to network together to grow as a community.
Do most people understand what philanthropy is? There's got to be some kind of a culture of it, how you want your resources to go. I mean, a lot of us might think of it as simple as people giving money for something. But philanthropy is bigger than that, isn't it?
Absolutely is. Philanthropy can begin with one person, but it is generational. It can be passed on from one family to the next family to the next family. And being able to show them the importance of that, that what comes with giving to your community will only help your families as they continue to grow up and come apart and leaders within the community, and knowing that what you've done has made a difference not only for yourself but for so many others. And it's really a selfless act in looking at philanthropy. It's not about you, it's about everyone else. And Pella has that culture, they have that pride. And it's shown in the town square, it's shown in our businesses, it's shown in our activities for the sports within this community, and the following that each one of these different groups has, that there are people in this community that have pride and show it each and every day.
And so what it is then, based upon what you're telling me, it's an investment in the community.
it's helping the community prosper. Right?
Absolutely.
The hospital prosper.
Absolutely.
And so that's what you want to do. Everybody wants to make the community a better place. Oh, I mean, everybody I know wants the community to be a better place, and so people will invest in the hospital.
And to ensure our financial future for this organization as we look at how the federal government is looking at their reimbursement strategies and healthcare reforms and everything that we're going to be faced with for the years to come, the foundation isn't about supporting the foundation. It's about supporting through the foundation to the organization, because that is what we do. We work with each individual department, our clinics, whether they're in Knoxville or Ottumwa or Newton or Bussey or Sully. It's not about supporting the foundation. It's about supporting through the foundation to the organization to make a difference for the community to ensure that we're here.
So ultimately, it's about the success of the hospital and the clinics around in the other towns, but it's also in Pella and those communities.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one thing that we're going to be looking to do, is to reach out to those communities to raise funds and connect to those people within those communities, because we're not just Pella Hospital. We're Pella Regional. We're a regional organization that is stretching out to other communities to make sure that we're providing the best possible health care that we can for those people that live there.
Because ultimately, the fate of the hospital is tied to the community and vice versa, right?
Absolutely. And wouldn't it be terrible to know that you had some urgent care need and we weren't here, that you had to go someplace else, that an appendicitis was happening to your son and you had to drive 30 minutes to get to a hospital? I would hate for that to be my son or my daughter, and to be in that situation. And so that's why there's the importance of having a foundation, is to be able to create funds that are able to support the organization and for the organization to continue to thrive.
Well, and if the organization doesn't thrive, then the community's not going to, because all these nice businesses here,
it's all intertwined. Absolutely. It's all connected together, because if you have an organization that you're looking to bring to the community, or you have an established one like Pella Corp or Vermeer, if they don't have the support of healthcare for their employees, how likely are their employees willing to stay?
Or the business.
Or the business as a whole.
They're just gone, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so then I suspect those corporations recognize the value then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are avid supporters of this organization and have been for years. The families of those large organizations within this community have been pillars to this society and being able to make sure that this town continues to thrive, that this hospital has been able to benefit so much from these families. Absolutely.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jesse Underwood, director of the Pella Regional Health Center Foundation.
So everybody involved has to see the big picture, don't they?
That's exactly right. It is. It's being able to see the big picture, but being able to make the small differences.
So I was thinking when I walked in there that you probably had to educate people about the big picture, but it's sounding like they already know, and you don't have to do much education, do you?
Well, I think we never stop learning. We have to continually educate people. We have to continually educate the community. We have to let them know the different avenues that we have available for them to be able to give through, whether it's doing annuities or setting up unit trusts or looking at how they can write a bequest and helping them with the literature that goes into those and making sure that they're able to understand the tax benefits that come through philanthropy and being able to give to their heirs and their inheritance and being able to have those conversations on an in-depth level so that they can feel confident that not only are they making a difference for the community, but they're also making a difference in their own financial needs for their family.
So then you're making me think that you're probably interacting and talking with and educating and learning from investment people, from people that are attorneys, lots of people in town that deal with financial matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having a great relationship with the community and through those that are in the investment industries and the attorneys are definitely people that we are hand-in-hand connected with and having conversations with, and being able to make sure that people can entrust that their money is being given to an organization that is a 503C organization, that they are benefiting from the tax benefits and that they have a complete understanding that comes from it.
Well, and of course, while people can invest in their dollars anywhere they want toward any one of any nonprofit or for-profit, whatever, they can do whatever they want with their money, but you would at least like them to consider putting some of that money to use locally.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many organizations that exist in the world today that people can give their money towards, and there are plenty worthy causes out there for people to be able to have a passion for. But that's why we're here as a foundation, to be able to go out. And that's my job, is to find people who are passionate about what we do, who have pride in the community, who want to see the best possible health care possible that we have to provide, and that is willing to make a difference in the storms of the world to come. And having the Christian compassion that Pell Regional has, and being able to illustrate that through the foundation to those who have a passion for philanthropy, for giving, because ultimately those characteristics have to exist. You might be the wealthiest person in the world, but if you're not philanthropic, it won't make a difference. Or you might not have a single penny to your name, but you could have the most generous heart. And it's being able to connect with both of those people to have an understanding of where they are in their walk of life, and being able to help them along to see how they can make a difference for this organization.
From all walks of life.
Absolutely.
All scales of the
absolutely
income ladder.
Yes.
So what's the next need? What's the next thing you're going to be talking with people about?
The goal of the foundation right now is looking at how the healthcare reform is being placed through Congress and coming down onto institutions like Pell Regional. And what we'll have to do in the future as we look at Medicare and Medicaid and the reimbursements that will come through the government for the services that we provide, and that we're able to withstand those storms ahead through the foundation and the giving through our general endowment to be able to offset some of those losses that we will unfortunately, with beyond a doubt, have to be faced with as society changes and as we move forward. And so our big goal is to make sure that we're connecting to people, we're connecting to the community, we're making the appropriate conversations and educating people on what we're faced with in the future to come. And so that is our main goal right now.
So you have a lot of help, don't you, from the community?
Absolutely. The community is great. They're wonderful supporters. There's wonderful families within this community, and so many people that are passionate and that have worked with this foundation for years. And being able to continue that relationship, to continue to connect to those people and continue to grow what we already have started from this foundation through Barb and all of her efforts that she has done in her short career that she was here with the hospital for 43 and a half years. But it's just been wonderful being able to have that legacy to be able to step into and to follow that lead and to continue to grow in this community.
Things are still shaking out, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. If I had a crystal ball, I don't think I'd be sitting here having this conversation with you right now, but absolutely, things will continually come to fruition, and we'll know then that, you know, what we're faced with. But what we're doing today is trying to make a difference so that the impact that is to come isn't going to be so detrimental, that we're able to be prepared and ready for the times that are ahead.
Thanks to Jesse Underwood for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.